Tasmania will get the AFL team it's waited decades for after State Parliament approved a $1.1 billion new Hobart Stadium last night. The vote in the upper house of the Tasmanian Parliament ends a years-long debate over the project, which the state's planning commission said taxpayers could not afford. The AFL made the licence for the new Tasmanian Devils contingent on the stadium, and the Tassie Devils are now set to join the league in 2028. Peter Gutwin is a former league midfielder, a Tassie league midfielder, and now president of the Northern Tasmania Football Association. And of course, you'll remember his name very much so as the former Liberal State Premier who began the stadium planning. Peter Gutwin, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Sally, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Is this a good outcome for the state?
It's a tremendous outcome. Look, it's one that has been worked on now for nearly four decades. And look, I couldn't be happier that we've finally taken our place rightfully. As part of the national competition, and we'll play on the national stage.
Can the state afford it, particularly at a time when we've seen Tasmania's credit rating downgraded as equal worst in Australia?
Absolutely, we can afford it. In fact, look, across the country, most of the states have transaction-based tax systems. Yeah, that means that you've got to have activity occurring in your economy to generate state taxes. And in terms of this project, it will actually be revenue accretive. It'll grow revenues. There's no doubt at all about that in my mind. The other thing is that, you know, in terms of capital projects, you know, the state of Tasmania regularly builds billion-dollar assets. Recently, we've just finished the Bridgewater Bridge near Hobart. Prior to that was the Royal Hobart Hospital, which was an $800 million rebuild. So this is not foreign territory for the state of Tasmania. Obviously, its budget, in a recurrent sense, needs some attention, and that's a matter for the government. But this stadium will actually generate revenues. It'll actually be good for the state's finances long term.
You were talking about examples of a couple of other projects there. Some critics of the stadium say that other projects such as that, hospitals and roads, are crucial, essential infrastructure and a stadium is not. What do you think of those arguments?
Well, look, the stadium is crucial in terms of ensuring that our economy continues to grow. Yeah, in terms of the economic benefits from the stadium, I think what we're going to see is an economic boom in Tasmania moving forward. In fact, confidence levels, you could feel it on the street yesterday as it became apparent that the upper house was going to vote for the stadium. Yeah, you could feel that the mood was starting to shift. You know, Tasmania, you know, has rightly fought for an AFL team for a long period of time. And one point I would make to your listeners, you know, at stadium debates across the world are always plagued by people pointing to different choices. You know, whether you look at what occurred in WA or in Edmonton or even South Australia's recent investments. You know, it's an easy and cheap shot to actually point to other aspects of government priorities such as health or education. So that's where the money should be.
But isn't that what responsible spending is all about? The Tasmanian Planning Commission was very clear in September finding the stadium should not proceed, saying it would diminish the economic welfare of Tasmania. Why are you not following that advice? Why do you think that's not the right way?
Well, the stadium will actually grow the economy. The stadium will be revenue accretive. In Tasmania, we don't run tolls, so our bridge in Hobart will be a net cost to the Tasmanian government for the length of its life. The stadium will actually generate revenues. It'll generate economic activity. And I would make this point.
How long will it take to pay for itself?
Sally, I would make this point that in terms of the Tasmanian Planning Commission, that isn't an economic body. That is, that's the Planning Commission. Unfortunately, the Premier 2 years ago was forced to put the stadium through major projects legislation, which both looks at planning, it allows people to make a subjective decision and have a view in terms of the social or and economic impacts of this. At the end of the day, this should have been dealt with as any other major project, and it should have gone through major projects legislation. Should have been judged on planning grounds. It wasn't. But in terms of the stadium, what we'll see, I think, is an economic uplift almost immediately. We will see over the next 6 to 12 months announcements in terms of new hotels, investment in other assets as people ready themselves for when we have a team in 2028 and ultimately when this stadium opens in the early 2030s. You know, it'll drive the Tasmanian economy and, importantly, it'll open up a range of other opportunities that Tasmania has not had. You know, we don't see travelling large shows and bands. Obviously, there is the challenge of distance, but importantly, we have to overcome the challenge of weather. In October and on the other side of summer, in March, when most bands are moving between the two hemispheres of the world, we have inclement weather. We can't guarantee that the show will go on. With a roof stadium, we'll be able to.
Returning to the Tasmanian Planning Commission, it's a statutory authority under the Tasmanian Planning Commission Act of 1997. One of its roles is assessing and approving major projects, isn't it?
It is, and there is a pathway for major projects approval. This project never went through that. It was moved into what's called Project of State Significance, which enables subjective views to be brought to the table in terms of the economic and social impacts of a project rather than just making a decision on planning grounds. The Bridgewater Bridge, which has just been completed, was just under $1 billion worth of spending. In fact, once you wind in the associated other infrastructure costs in terms of roads and bypasses, other things like that that sit around that, well over $1 billion worth of investment. That went through major projects legislation, not projects of state significance, and it was in the reason this project went into project of state significance was because the Premier lost a couple of backbenchers who forced him to go down this particular path, knowing how difficult it would be. Full credit to Jeremy Rockliffe as Premier. He stayed the course and he got the job done. And now Tasmania will have not only an AFL team, but we will have one of the best stadiums on the planet, and that will stand Tasmania in good stead moving forward.
Peter Gutwin, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Sally, thank you.
Peter Gutwin is a former Premier of Tasmania.